As of today, November 21st, 2018, I'm officially disassociating myself from the Proud Boys. In all capacities, forever, I quit. I was told to use the term stepping down, but I refused because that makes no sense. I was never the leader, only the founder. Although the media will likely say Gavin McInnes steps down as leader of extremist hate group Proud Boys, because that's how they roll. I do all of this reluctantly, because I still see it as the greatest fraternal organization in the world, but rumors and lies and terrible journalism has made its way to the court system. And the NYC 9, the Proud Boys arrested after I did a talk here in New York on October 12th, are facing serious charges. I'm told by my legal team and law enforcement that this gesture could help alleviate their sentencing. Fine. At the very least, this will show jurors they are not dealing with a gang and there's no head of operations. We are not an extremist group and we do not have ties with white nationalists. That's a sentence that was pulled out of a Vancouver police report that, and no one, not one reporter talking about this ever spoke to the FBI. Not one reporter. It's in a police report in Vancouver. It's an FBI dictum. We disavow all forms of alt-right, white supremacy, white nationalism, etc., etc. We are a multiracial club with blacks, Jews, gays, Asians, etc. And one thing I want to get into later is this whole idea of white nationalism and white supremacy is a crock. Why are we talking about it so much? Such people don't exist.